holding on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. 6 lines up in the bottom, in the middle of the line. And we have Tevi and Yeshia. Ma'iti Tziv Sha'ol Ba'itze Rechem Eretz Le'Shava Maya. Shava Maya. It means like this, that there's a pasuk that there are three things Rashi says are never satisfied. One of them is the ground having to do with absorbing water. Another one is the absorbing of mason. That means that there's always kvura. There's always room for kvura. People will die to get buried. And the third is the rechem, by a woman. So no matter how many times a person could have tashmish, the rechem is always prepared. It means that the pasuk is medama these three things together. And the Gemara is only going to discuss two of them over here. In what way is the rechem of an isha similar to that to the ground when it comes to burying the dead? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss at this point. And again, this is going back to the original question from pages ago: how do we know tchias hameisim in our Torah? Where do you know tchias hameisim? Period. So this is going to be another riot. The Gemara says like this. So the Chimayin Shorl Eitzel Rechem, what is the juxtaposition of Shorl together with Rechem? Why are they written right next to each other in the same pasuk? So Gemara explains that Eloi Melchama Rechem Machnes Umoitzi Av Shorl Machnes Umoitzi. Just like by Rechem, the Zera goes in, and then 9 months later a child comes out. So you see the concept of Machnes and Moitzi when it comes to Isha, to a lady. So too, the ground, when the person dies, they go in, and Tchias HaMeisim will come, they come out. So the Gemara makes from the Sukkim written right next to each other a limud to the concept of Tchias HaMeisim. Now the Gemara asks a question: why do I need the puzzle? I'll eat Dvarim Kal V'chaymen. Umar Rechem Yishem Achnisim Bay V'chashay Mitzim Menu B'kar L'Karlis. Madach by a lady, when a zera goes in, it's a tzniyus tika thing, it's very quiet, no one knows about it. And yet, when a child is born, it's with curly curls, it's crying, so everybody knows about it. So, sha'oil, shmachnizim by curly, b'curlis, ain't a dinja mitzian, mimenu, b'curly curls. If, when a person dies, everybody's crying, and we're burying him, everybody's crying. So, kol shekein, when it comes out, it's his mason, everybody will know about it. So the Gemara says from here, Mikan Shuba La'imim in Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. This is a raya, a teretz, to those who want to claim that there's no Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. So that is another one in the long list of proofs to Tchias HaMeisim. Gemara continues now, and the Gemara says, we'll do a little bit more, and the Gemara says, Tana de Belio, Sadiqim, the righteous ones. Sha'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achiyosam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them Tchias HaMeisim. So, Einan Chayzin La'Afaron, and Rashi says it means that the way they got buried is the way they're going to come up. They're not going to be affected by the dirt, by the dust, and disintegrate. Shanem Abo Yanisha B'Tzion, the ones who left B'Tzion, Vanisha B'Shalom, the leftovers, Kadosh. Yom Kadosh, the Holy One. Yom Loi Klah Kosev L'Chaim B'Yushalayim. Now we're going to make an analogy from the Kadosh, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Tzaddikim that we're discussing over here, and we say Ma Kadosh Olam Kayim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever, nothing changes. Av Eim Olam Kayim. So too, the Tzaddikim will always be Kayim. Then, pray man, if you should say, Oisven Shonim, during the year, Shasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'chadish Ben Atzer Elamai, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be busy being M'chadish is Olam. That means that there'll be, during the time in between when the world gets destroyed and the world is rebuilt, Shenema V'nizkav Hashem Levadai by Yemahu, Hashem will be himself at that time. Tzadikim Mayin Oisven, what will Tzadikim be doing during that time period? So, Oisven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mayin Oisin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisin, can Asharim make wings like an eagle? Shorten up Pnei HaMayim, and they'll be able to fly above the water, hover above the water. Shenema HaKin Leinira B'Homer Eretz, they won't be afraid from the ground, B'Moit Horim, B'Lav Yam, and they won't be afraid of the water, they'll be able to hover over everything, and there'll be no reason for them to fear. And that's where the tzaddikim will be in the interim, while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, quote, building the world again after the world here, in the transition to what Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba will be. So you might think, Veshema, says the Gemara, Termi Yeshlam Tsar, that they'll be hovering around, but they'll be suffering. So this thing more answer is, Tamalayim v'kovei Hashem yachlifu chayach, Yalu Evek and Hashem Yerutsu v'leigo yelchav v'leigofu. And Rashi says over here, V'kovei Hashem yachlifu chayach, Sheyam koyach lo shud lo eif li tzar, that the tzaddikim will be able to float around and it will be very without any tzar, without any issues to them at all. So that is going to go on to discuss this. Let's stop here for a second, understand this. Tzaddikim, they have tchias HaMeisim, they come back the way they were. So we all know the stories of the gedolim that for whatever reason had to be taken out from their burial place and reinterred someplace else. And we know the with the Gra in the times of the Holocaust that he came out, he was in the same matzav that he was when he was buried. You know, there was no change in his guf at all. And you can read the stories, can say that with the people that are in the Chevra Kadisha, and they'll tell you stories that could really keep you up at night. And there is such a concept, and we see that this is what the pasuk is talking about, is that tzaddikim come back the way they left. There was no change. Now I want to just try to understand that in the context of the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, which is very quickly approaching us. It's a story that took place way back in the early 1900s. With the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim used to have a chumashir that he would have in his house on Lel Shabbos, and there were like 25 bachurim who would show up to the shir. And one time, when they came for the shir, the Chofetz Chaim said, "I have a soid I want to share with you. A soid, a secret." And it's such a choshev asoid, so important, it can't just be shared in this regular setting, with, you know, 25 bachurim like this. It has to be done with a, like pre-planned. So, I want to meet back at 3 o'clock in the morning, and at that point, I'm going to reveal to you a soid. So, as you can imagine, the Talmidim went running to tell all the people who don't usually attend this year that tonight at 3 o'clock in the morning it's Kedai to be there. And sure enough, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the house was packed, the chotzer was packed, people were hanging from the rafters. They wanted to hear what the Chofetz Chaim was going to say. Chofetz Chaim started talking and he said like this. This is how he started. The Kai Nish. The neshama that you gave me, Tahiri is Tahar, and he typed it in Yiddish. He explained what it is, and then he waited a few seconds for it to sink in. And then he continued, Atavarasa, you created Ati Yitzarta. What is the difference between Barasa and Yitzarta? He discussed it. And he went on, Atanafakhtabi. You blew it in. Vayipach ba'apo of Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a chelik of the Kermen Mayel. A chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in. The Nisham is made up of a chelik of the Kedush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's put into us. Tremendous, you say. And he went on and explained the whole other kind of Shabbat. Now, at this point, there are a lot of people there, I guess the cynics in the crowd, This is what I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for? Some of the Bachram didn't even go to sleep. They're expecting to hear when Mashiach is coming. Or, you know, something really important. Like, you know, what are you talking about? Neshama's over here. I say this every day. Everybody says that Kai Neshama Shasad. Everybody does it. It's interesting, you should know that this is one of the places in Shulchan Aruch that's put down how to pronounce, where to put the comma. It's a Lekai comma. And then it's Neshama Shasad. It's not a Lekai Neshama. Hashem doesn't have a Neshama. Hashem is above everything. And it's a mistake that's commonly used, commonly made. But Lamaisa, the Chofetz Chaim, at this point, if they sank in, that this was going to be his Yisoid, or so the Yerlam thought, he continued. And he said to the end, he said like this, you're going to take it away from me, return it to me, and you'll return it. Now, the Chofetz Chaim stopped at this point, and he said, and he said it again. Now, I can't imitate it. You got to be the Chofetz Chaim to do that. And he kept saying, over and over. What does it mean? So I just translated it for you, right? And he'll return it to me, right? Says the Chofetz Chaim, if that's what the Siddur wanted to tell us, it would have just said, Ulahagazir li neshama. It's neshama shenasatabi tari atavarasa, and you keep going, batos litlami many, Ulahagazir li neshama. It would fit in perfectly with the pasuk, with the tefillah. That's not what it says, though. Says the Chofetz Chaim. It says lachzira b, and lachzira has a mapake. This lachzira with a mapake. Now, if you ever went to Dikduk, a mapake is kind of to send a message. That's it. Not more, not less. Lachzira b, meaning. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a very interesting yesod. Lachzira b, it's not what's going to happen when you go to bed at night, you wake up in the morning, and you got that same neshama you had before you went to sleep that he took away. And it's not pshat that if the person dies, so by tchilas hameisim, the neshama is going to come back as well. That's true. But for that, it could have just said, lachzira li neshama. Says the Chofetz Chaim, lachzira b, the mapake is telling me yesoid. And this is the yesoid that he said. Sha'oisan neshama shetinotel me ha'odom v'soif yomov. Oisan neshama. That same neshama that was taken v'soif yomov after 120 when this guy dies and the neshama is taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oisan neshama atzma tuchzar loy la'osilov. That exact one, meaning, but oisay matziv shenilkacham imenu he tov. In the matziv that it was taken, in that same matziv, it will be given back. Meaning, im tahira he, it'll be given back tahira. But if it's dirty, if it's got some shmutz on it from our various and from different iniquities and different things that we've done, so then it's going to be given back in the same oifen. Pogum, missing. I tell the Chofetz Chaim, stop and think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there, and Aaron HaKohen and the Shiftei Kohen, the Ovos, and everybody. And everybody's going to be walking with the neshama that they had at the time that they were nifta. And perhaps, at least these that we mentioned, a lot of them are going to be pretty clean. And then you're going to be with your neshama full of dirt. It's going to be a busha for nitzchius. Yes?
How is he medayik that it's going to be in the same state as...
Ulahachazira, with the mapek hay, the hay tells you in the same state it was taken, it will be returned. No change happens to it. That's what the Mapekei tells you in Diktuk, that it's in the same...
It's in the Neshama.
Not the same Neshama if it doesn't have the same spots on it. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. The same Neshama in the same capacity with the same Matzav that it was in.
What about Gehenna?
Well, we're not dealing with Gehenna right now. We're like trying to talk Prophet in this year. No, we're going to try tonight to discuss Eitzes to create a Matzav that our Hazira should be Tahira. That's what we're trying for. So what I did was we did the Gemara. The Gemara tonight was a great segue. Baruch Hashem is very good to us. That the Gemara is always like, just got to work on it a little bit. But the Gemara told us, Mamish today, that the Tzaddikim, they're getting buried and they're coming back in the same Matzav. Nothing changed. Al-Zira. And that's by the Guf. So if the Guf came back in the exact same Matzav, Kosher came to Neshama. Because the iniquity, it has to, you can't, a person can't get his undershirt dirty without his shirt getting dirty. Unless it comes from the other side. I guess it is Shayach. But most of the time, a person whose Guf gets disintegrated, it's because there were Averis there. A person whose Guf is pure, it means there were no Averis to create that the Guf Shayach could disintegrate. So if you pick them up, you disinter them and you see that they're perfect, it's got to be the Neshama is pretty clean. It's an automatic. So therefore, we see from this Gemara also such a Nekuda. Chavetz Chaim didn't quote this Gemara. He went straight to the Siddur. The problem is like this. We say it like kind of Shom. Every day, we really don't think too much about it. We don't really think about it. We have Rosh Hashanah every year, and we don't think too much about that either. So let's try to understand where we're going wrong. So can I buy that to you for a second? I want to tell you something interesting that I once heard in the name of Rav Gifter, Zichron Levracha, as Rav Shivan tells. We say in the Yom for Shabbos, it's also in the Pesuk of the Zimra, in Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos. Very interesting pasuk. It says like this. Ish bar again, Magodlu Maasecha Hashem. How great are the Maasecha, the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moir Amku Maasecha is how deep are the Machshavos, thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish bar Lo Yeda. Ish bar, what's a bar? A boar, meaning an empty, let's call it empty fellow right now. Okay? So lo yeda. Now what is this going on? Let's understand, we say this also quite often. So let's try to take a second to understand it. I think if we understand what we're missing here, according to Rav Gifta, we'll understand why we're missing it over there with Elikai, Neshama, Shem Satavi. Again, ki simachtani Hashem b'fal lecho ma'fi yedech harani. We give praise. Magadnu ma'asecha Hashem. Oyram ku ma'asecha. We're talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something which we're giving lip service to, and we're trying to internalize, but we're limited in our capacity to really understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so overwhelming and so awesome that we really have a hard time digesting the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, as a side point, I don't know if anybody heard recently the speech that our illustrious foreign minister gave in New York City last week. Anybody hear it? You heard the speech? He gave a speech about you know, he was talking against, you know, why Israel is what it is and how he's just not going to just give it away to the Palestinians. You know, the regular, basically, but a few changes, okay? And and he spoke, he even quoted the Lubavitcher Rebbe in his speech. And he spoke about our ancient homeland and everything. Well, he spoke a half hour, maybe. I didn't hear the whole speech. I actually read part of it, and only I heard even less of it. But from what I saw, I didn't see Hashem mentioned once. So it was very distressing to me. On a personal level, for Klal Yisrael, it was just staring to me. That you could take Hashem out of the equation, it bothered me. But I was thinking about it. I really was thinking about it. And do we put Hashem into the equation? Do we realize that Hashem is the equation? Or do we miss the boat as well? Sometimes. Elikai, neshama shel asata bi, shechzira bi, and we miss the boat sometimes. So I was starting to think to myself that, you know something, k'shayit atzmacha, v'achra k'shayit achem. And first let me fix it myself before I try to think about problems with other people. In general, it's not a good idea to fix up other people. It's much better to work on yourself. But l'maisa, I realize that we also have to tune in. I have to tune in more. So let me tell you what Gifta said. Ishbar le'yeda. An ishbar, an empty fellow, le'yeda, doesn't know. Uchsil, and that the definition of uchsil means a fool. Le'yoven ezois. He doesn't understand this. So after Gifta, what does this line mean? Now we say this all the time. Some of us use the English siddur, some don't. What does this line mean? We're talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to say Ish Bar Le'eda, Uchsil Le'yoven. If we were writing this pasuk, we would write it like this. Magadlu Ma'asecha Hashem, Oiramku Ma'asecha Hashem, how great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how deep is His Machshava. The Ish Le'shayich Le'hoven Ezreis. Like, that's what I would say. We mortals are just not able to tune in to the greatness and the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what it says over here in Tillim. Over here it says Ish Bar Le'eda, an empty person doesn't know. Uchsil, and a fool, Le'yaven Ezois, he doesn't understand this. Now what's an Ish Bar and what's a Chil? What's the difference? What are they? So he said a mashal. Great mashal. If you ever heard of Gifta speak, you'll know he lived in Europe, but he grew up in America. And he had an American accent from where he came from, Cleveland. And he it's a powerhouse. And he said that a mashal of a guy who is in school, he's going to college, he wants to become an astronaut. So one of the things he does, he has to go to college for a certain amount of years and take courses and whatever they do over there at NASA. And then they have to go and spend a certain amount of time interning in one of the space stations, Kennedy Space Station, Houston, one of the space stations around the country of the United States to get hands-on. And that's whether he wants to be an engineer, whether he wants to be in the actual, you know, spaceship. Whatever it is, he has to do that. Now, if you walk in a dugma, if you ever saw what the panel of a 747 airplane looks like, there are gauges and buttons and switches. And forget about these light up blue, these light up red. These don't light up at all. These blink, these stay steady. It's ridiculous. You need a log, a book. And they look at the book, and the book says what to do and how to do it and what to push. Because you got to be an Einstein. And even then, you got to remember everything. That's right. You have a guy who walks in, and he looks around at this place. What is a chacham? He stands there. He doesn't know where to start. So he stands there. What did each bar do? An empty fellow? Also, an empty guy. He walks in that respect, he's just like the Chacham. They both have no clue what they're looking at. They're clueless. And they're looking around and they don't even know what question to ask. Nothing. But then you have another guy. He walks into this room, he's got a million buttons. And he points to like one red one somewhere up in the corner. And he says, "What's that one do?" That's how a gift is said. "What's that one do?" And the guy giving the tour looks at him. That's the only one you don't know? The rest you understand? Says Rav Gifta, "Ish bar lo yeda." And that's the chacham also. I don't know. I'm ready to listen. In the nimuchim mezuman l'shmaya, teach me. Oh, marabu ma'asecha, makodu ma'asecha Hashem. Let me listen. Let me observe. Let me absorb. Let me grow. Because I'm open. My ears are open. I'm ready to listen. My eyes are open. I'm ready to see. But the shield, the fool, doesn't do that. He thinks he's got it all figured out. Just that one bugs him. That guy you can't get to. You can't work with such a guy. So it says over here, in Ishbar, Loyeda, he doesn't know. And he'll find out the more he learns, the more he grows, the older he gets, the more he learns from his Rebbeim, the more he learns Torah, the more he works on his midas and Yerushalayim and other Sivarim that talk about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring awareness and to make it cognizant by him that, oh, the greatness of Hashem. He has a fighting chance. But still, he's got no chance at all. Because lo yavin hazois, just this he don't get. He says, Rav Gifta, most of us want to think we're like the Ishbar. However, if you really think about it, we're really not. We unfortunately painted ourselves, we cornered ourselves into the chill corner because we're always figuring out how much we really get to figure out exactly the one thing we maybe don't have and just this is all I gotta get and I get it all. And then I'm finished. We limit ourselves for potential growth, for potential academic achievement by thinking we got it all except for this, this, and that. If we would start with the Aleph and understand Bachana in a humility way that we don't really get it and put ourselves into that category, there's a chance that Magadu Masecha Hashem or Yonku Maksha Vesecha will start getting something. Says we have gifted, that's our job. Our job is to understand. Tune in. It's so important to tune in. And that's the reason why we don't, the over here. Lachzira B. If we tuned in and understood that, it would be a tremendous nafkamina. Our whole attitude towards everything would be so different. So how do we get there? So we don't live in 2011 with miracles happening in a revealed way that shake us. All the miracles that are happening are encloaked in teva. And we have to look very hard to see it. Said, we begin the hest upon him. So it's hard. So what do we got to do? One of the things we could do is look at when they did happen to people and try to superimpose ourselves into these stories. And there was a famous maisa with the Rashash. Very famous al-Shiri. I'm sure you know it already. But before Rosh Hashanah, it's kedai to chazer it over. There were two people that were given, that were in a shul. And like every other shul, before Rosh Hashanah, there's seating arrangements. And everybody gets a seat. If you pay for it, you get a seat. If you don't pay for it, you might get a seat, but it's going to be whichever one's left at the end. And two people in this shul paid their dues. and they're all going to get, they were going to get a seat. They showed up Friday night, not Friday night, they showed up the night of Rosh Hashanah at the davening, and would you believe it, in the whole confusion, in the hullabaloo of setting up the seats, Gaba is a human being, he gave two people the same seat. Now, I want you to know something. It sounds strange, what I'm about to tell you, but I got educated a few hours ago, and it's not unheard of for people to really lose it over something that's such an Irish guy. We ourselves know which things tick us off. It could be we just didn't get a good night's sleep, or we happen to have had a stomach ache for the last 24 hours, or we're just frustrated in our business, or whatever it is. And sometimes we have a very short fuse also. But people could lose it over something like, I paid for my seat. I've had the seat for years. How could you give my seat away? It's like the guy has to go hide for his life. Now, it sounds funny because we think, I would never do that. But I can tell you, there was a guy who lives 5 minutes away from here. Four or five hours ago, got annoyed at a son of one of the neighbors. And the way it is the son didn't show a tremendous amount of respect. When this guy criticized him, the kid wasn't up to it, so he gave him back attitude, like they say in the States. The guy, he started giving this guy over the head. The kid didn't want him. So he went home, and he told his father. Father came out. You would have thought that some terrorist had just blown his family to bits. He had steam coming out of his ears. It got so heated and nasty that someone called the Mishtara and the cops came down. You would have thought there was a chevet chashut. Okay, now I'm not making this up. All you have to do is ask anybody who was at the corner of Kishon and Tzorek 5 hours ago, they would have seen it. Couldn't miss it. And over what? Over an ego thing. You're not going to tell my kid what to do. You know, like that. Come on. What are we dealing with already? The kid did something that stared at him. Say, maybe he should have said it a little differently. He said it that way. Who knows? But at the end of the day, what does the Pasuk in Mishlei tell us? Says the Gron, the Pasuk. Those who Hashem loves, He rebukes. That means if someone comes over and criticizes you, nobody can say a word to you if Hashem doesn't want it to happen. These are Hashem's vehicles to get things done. And therefore, put yourself, Baruch Hashem, I'm in the category of Hashem Yehav. How lucky I am that Hashem didn't give up on me yet. Yeah, I would love to be in the tzaddik category where I don't have to get criticism for anything. But a lot of us are not in that category. So let's be glad that at least Hashem still cares about us to put us in the key as Hashem, yeah, Hashem Yechiyach. But no, this guy blew a stack. And they lost it over nothing. It was such a busha. And now it's going to take weeks and weeks, if not months, for the people who sort of to forget about it. Between the parties themselves, you can forget it. Unless they really pull an iron curtain, I don't know how these people are going to continue to be neighbors in the future. I don't understand it, but I'm a new guy in town. I just kept my mouth shut, and I was like, nishtoimim, I'm being honest with you. I didn't get it. I didn't understand the thing. There had to be that there's an ongoing feud for years or something between these people, or some sort of competition between them or something, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, so I was an Ishbar Layeda. I kept my mouth shut, and that was the end of that. But back to what we were saying over here. So there were these two people who the guy that gave him the same seat, and they weren't budging. This is my seat. You missed the guy, I blew it. Fix it. Turns to the next guy. It's my seat. I paid for the seat. I paid cash. It's my seat. Fix it. Now, can't do a Shlomo HaMelech over here and split the baby. where the two ladies were fighting over the baby. So he said, okay, I'll cut them in. I'll cut the baby in half. So then the real mother couldn't handle it. So now forget it. That's how Shlomo HaMelech knew who the real mother was. So you're either going to cut the sheet in half? You can't do that over here. So there was really no etzah. And they all wanted to come and eat and dip the apple in the honey. So they said, you know, at night there's always extra seats that are very close to each other. So we'll work it out in the morning. Maybe someone will come. Who knows? But I don't have an answer now. I can't make two seats out of one. I don't have another one that's equally good. Someone over here, one of you two, are going to end up in the back corner with four people on your head. I can't help it. But look, let's go home, dip our apple in the honey, and let's hope by tomorrow something works out. That night, one of them went to sleep, and he had a dream. And Rashash said over the story. And in the dream, he saw the Malachi Chavolah and the Malachi Zechuyah coming, the angels in white and the angels in black. And everybody knows the story. It's one of the most famous Rashash stories. And he watched it loading up and he asked somebody, what's going on over here? And he said, oh, it's Yom HaDin today. Well, really, which person are they donning? You? Me? He started trembling because he saw, hey, we got a problem here. The black malachim were filling up a little bit more than the other ones. He didn't know what to do. He started panicking. And right away, the malach, it ended, and the malach said, okay, did he have any yisurim ever in life? Because we know yisurim, I'm American. It cleans a person from a virus. So sure enough, a bunch of malachim came running about the different yisurim that he had. Started evening it out a little bit more. But there was still some ways to go. And then he said, okay, but have a Mavram Ideso. Someone who gave in to something and he wasn't stubborn. And right away, one of the Malachim in charge of that, the Malachim in charge of that came and said, happens to be right now, they're in the middle of a situation. So Rabbi Yisrael decided, okay, we're going to put him on hold until tomorrow. Let's see what happens. And if he's going to be from the Elvin, Veloim and Elovin, okay. So, Chal Mavram Ideso. Like we did a few weeks ago in Shia. So let's see what happens. Put it on hold. Get to the guy woke up in a sweat. And I don't have to tell you the rest of it. You figured it out. Because he came in the morning and he was ready to break the gabi over the head. If you don't force that guy to sit in the better seat, I'll break your head. He wasn't going to hear. What happened? Last night you weren't budging. Forget it. It's not important what happened. But it's his seat. I want the worst seat. Now, can you imagine? Just imagine for a second. What would have happened if the gabi would have stuck to his guns? No, 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 you could take it. The other guy gave in. Just try to imagine. He probably would have been arrested for murder. He would have killed the gabi. That's what happened. Because he was not going to take no for an answer. Because it was clear to him what was in the abstract 24 hours earlier became real. Became real. That's why the tzaddikim, when they disinterred, they're still in perfect condition because they live their lives in tune. They always stayed connected. They used their learning, the Gemara, the mitzvahs, Ma'asim Tovim, Tzedakah, everything. They used it to stay connected to their neshama, which is the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they understood ulachzira bi, and they didn't want to walk around forever with a stain in the shell. And forever is a very long time. I'm not sure how long, but very long. Forever is like a hard thing to... Forever. What's forever? Forever. So you figure it out. But it's a long time to walk around with it. For what? That's the job in the next few days. We have to get ourselves into that matzav. I'm just going to be messiahing the famous Rambam Menachas Tshuva. There's so much to do. I didn't get to half of it. But I just want to read you one line. And it's a big chizik. I was doing it there in my chavrusha. And I'll share it with you. It's a, you have to internalize it. But he talks about all the things that I'm Akav Tshuva. And that in Chil Galam Haba. And forget it. You're doomed to get him if you do this. And you start thinking about how, whoa, this is pretty heavy. And then he says at the end, after everything, that this one's not going to get Olam Haba, that one, Bamed Varamun Shkolechad Me'elu Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba, When is all of these people not going to get a chelik in Olam Haba? Only kishameis beloy teshuva. Avol im shov me rishasai umeis uhu bal teshuva. Harezem ibnei Olam Haba. Shein lucha dova ha'imi ibnei teshuva. Nothing stands in the way of teshuva. A person is only going to lose his chelik Olam Haba if he goes to the next, he dies without doing teshuva. That means he didn't stop to tune in that, hey, he's din, he's dying, and I have to go and do tshuva, and now's the time. These are the best days. And then he tells me something that's even a bigger chizik. Okay? I feel kofabirika kol yomov. Someone who's a kofabirika. And still, ubachrin ashov, he has a chilek olam haba from the pasuk of shalom, shalom, lakarev, larachai. You get a chilek olam haba, as long as you just... If you ever played football, you don't gotta go right down the middle. You just gotta get in the pylon at the corner. Squeeze in. That's all you have to do when you get that touchdown. And that's what he says at the end. But then he says even more. And he says that you should know that this tshuva works. That means you could do it in private. The tshuva doesn't have to be the gilui. It doesn't have to be standing and screaming and everybody seeing you down in a 45 year Shemon Esrei. It can be done in private. And it accomplishes that you get Olam Haba. Tremendous chizik for us. And something that we can really take with us.
Thank you.
Shana Tavah. Next Sunday. We should all have a chizik with a good kibbutz and everything should go well. And you feel it should be Makubo. So next Sunday, you better shift my answer.